From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Airlines are being asked to step it up after the arrest of the man accused of trying to detonate an SUV bomb in New York's Times Square. The Department of Homeland Security says it now wants airlines to check updated no-fly lists within 2 hours of being notified of changes. NPR's Brian Naylor reports until now, airlines only had to recheck that list within 24 hours.
That 24-hour window apparently allowed the accused Times Square car bomber, Faisal Shahzad, to purchase a ticket and board a flight to Pakistan Monday night. An administration official says Emirates Airlines seemingly didn't check Shahzad's name against the no-fly list, even though the airline had been electronically notified there was a special circumstance no-fly name added. The new requirement that airlines check the list against their passenger manifest within 2 hours of being notified of an addition is aimed at closing that window. The government is moving to take over responsibility to check the no-fly lists from airlines, a process that's expected to be completed for international flights by the end of the year. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Crews in the Gulf of Mexico are reporting progress in efforts to stop oil from leaking into the Gulf from that damaged well off Louisiana. NPR's Larry Abramson says BP has fixed one of three leaks at the site.
The Deepwater Horizon well continues to send more than 200,000 gallons of oil a day into the Gulf of Mexico. But BP has managed to seal one of the three leaks the oil was escaping from. The Coast Guard says overnight BP installed a new valve that allowed them to stop the flow from one leak. The same amount of oil continues to escape, but now the company can focus on the two remaining leaks. Meanwhile, the company continues to prepare a containment dome for the well. The structure is like a giant box that is lowered down over the wellhead a mile below the sea surface. The hope is that will allow the company to contain the oil and pump it up into waiting ships. So far, the amount of oil arriving on shore is still light, but many local fishing areas remain closed. Larry Abramson, NPR News on the Gulf Coast of Louisiana.
In the capital of Greece today, protesters on the streets of Athens, angry over new austerity measures, including cuts in pay and pensions. Demonstrators threw stones at police. They responded with tear gas. At least three deaths are reported, bank workers killed by fire when their building was torched. Greece agreed to the measures in exchange for billions of dollars in bailout funds to fix that country's debt crisis. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou calls their deaths murder, and he's vowing to catch those responsible for setting that fire. On Wall Street, stocks are lower amid investor worries about the debt crisis in Greece and those protests. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrials was down 22, the Nasdaq off 14, S&P was down 4. This is NPR News from Washington. They're inching closer to a deal in the Senate on new rules for Wall Street firms. The framework is now in place there, but NPR's Audie Cornish says lawmakers still have votes ahead on amendments.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he wants to finish work on the financial legislation as soon as next week. Reid says he's looking for a bipartisan effort to avoid filibuster threats on amendments that aren't controversial. Republican Leader Mitch McConnell doubted that schedule.
I must tell you, I don't think this is a couple-of-week bill. Next week is only a three-day week. All of my members think we ought to pass a bill, it's not that we don't want to pass it, but we do want to cover the subject.
The financial bill seeks to prevent government-funded bailouts by creating a system to wind down financial companies that threaten the economy with their failure. One of its most controversial provisions is the creation of a consumer bureau to watch over mortgages, credit cards, and other lending. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Objections to Arizona's new immigration law are now sprouting from within. The city councils of Tucson and Flagstaff have voted to sue the state, citing the cost of enforcement and negative effects on Arizona's tourism industry. The law requires local and state law enforcement to question people about their immigration status if they suspect they're in the country illegally. Boycotts and travel bans have been approved in a handful of California localities since Arizona's governor signed that bill into law. Lawsuits have also been filed privately. Longtime Detroit Tigers broadcaster Ernie Harwell is being remembered as an icon for generations of Detroit baseball fans. Harwell died at the age of 92 after battling cancer. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.